New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What do you think?
Seriously?
Yeah, what do you think?
I thought we were absolutely brilliant for 20 minutes. We made two mistakes, and I'm not going to say you made them. It was 2-0. Then the Ittles, like a train, it went 4-0. Then we were brilliant second half, and we scored, and then they scored 5. We could have scored 8, you know, and Youngie just said, what a great side you are. That for me is football. People look at it and go, what's going on there? We've just made individual elementary mistakes. You can't make any level of football. But that happens. It happens, and I can't, and I won't turn a dressing room upside down. I won't hang somebody out to dry because, in the main, they're all really good players who just made mistakes tonight.
There was, you're right, especially the first 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes, we were like, oh, this is workshop again, isn't it? We're playing really well. This is not going to be like what it was like in March. But you're right about the mistakes at the back. I mean, Mpala's goal is another level. But there was a time in the first half where we're still doing the one-touch passing. Yeah. We're passing it from left to right, right to left. But Marine were just pressing us and pressing us and pressing us. Do you feel like they obviously Neil Young's a cracking manager and knows what he's doing, but they did plan for us tonight.
They planned for us. They didn't have an answer for us for 10, 15 minutes. And if the lad doesn't make the mistake he does, it's 0-0 and we go and get another one. And then straight away, if the lad doesn't make the mistake on the pitch that he does, he's not 2-0. But by the man, I think you should be able to make that pass into midfield, make a mistake. The strike after that is unbelievable. Then we come out of our zone for the third one, you know, and then it's just a lack of discipline. And then you forget about the structure and the routine and the instructions. And you kind of go into that kind of fight or flight mode. And some of us went into flight mode and not fight. We got in at half time. We said we can't change the scoreline now. It happens in football. It happens to every good side, you know, everybody. But then we came out second half, we made the substitutions, and I thought we had a really good goal. Got back in at 4-1 from Elliot. And then, again, we're making another mistake. And, you know, we show Will Russie inside of the post, and he takes it. And then we keep going. Then we force Felix into 3 or 4 great saves. Then we come out of our zone again, and they have a corner, and they hit the crossbar off it from another mistake. So I think we've got all the mistakes out of the way in one night tonight. Now, you only had to be here. You only had to see the fans at the end, Ben. They know we've given a good account of ourselves tonight. That's not a one-sided 5-1 defeat, but it is a 5-1 defeat.
I did say I'm 80% more inclined to say that was Marine winning that game. You mentioned you hinted at the momentum element. I'd describe it as a freight train more than anything. You don't make the acquisitions they've made over the summer just to scrape into the playoffs.
No,
they've really shown what they're about tonight, haven't they?
They've brought Darius Asai on, but let's not call them out for that because they've done really well in the FA Cup and they can reinvest and they can play. They can go and sign Asai and Finn Sinclair Smith and Will Ross and Chris Doyle, and they can go and get all them, which is brilliant. I wish we got to the fourth round of the FA Cup and played Tottenham. But I'm not going to knock Neil. I like Neil. I've got maximum respect for him, you know, and I wish him every success. We're a young side that's learning, that's had a really good pre-season, that's had a, you know, bookended by a defeat at Barrow and a defeat at Stocksbridge. We all thought it was rosy on Saturday. We've come here tonight, we've gone right back down to earth. We got beat 5-1, but we're still 3 points off top of the league. We're still only 1 point behind Marine. And I just said to the lads in that huddle there, there's something happened which will never leave me. And I said, Scarborough came to us 2 years ago and we put 6 past them. And the fans were calling for Jonathan Green and Zedman, and they all had a debrief afterwards, and they stuck with Jonathan, and they went 19 heads unbeaten, and they got promoted that season. So I'm backing that squad of players. That's good that it's happened at this stage of the season. The worrying thing now is if it then carried into Saturday and into Tuesday and into Saturday and into Monday and so on. But I think when you're young lads, you don't dwell on it. I think they're just going to get their sleeves up. They're going to get in for training. They're going to go again. And you know, they're getting used to playing for the badge. And it hurts tonight. It hurts me. But 4-0, all goals that could have been avoided. And that's the bit you've got to learn from. And, you know, I said to you on the radio that you learn more probably when you get beat. I've learned loads tonight. You know, we're going away, we're looking at who's come out of the zone, we're looking at, you know. But maybe is that where you need to roll the head? Is that where Curtis Jones and Charlie Ennis come into their own? Who knows? But it's for us as a management team, we ummed and ahed, do we change it, do we not? We just beat Worksop 3-0, who's brilliant. I think Worksop have won tonight.
I think they did, you think you're right.
So it's a great result. Tonight we've come here, we've got it out of the way. We haven't got hammered in the running with 10 games to go where it could affect our confidence. We've got beat, second game of the season. We've taken 3 from 6. Bang, put it to bed. Congratulate Marine. Get ready for Stafford, then Ilkeston.
Worksop have won 3-0 tonight.
Worksop have won 3-0.
So, just to touch upon the next game, obviously Stafford. I have to say that you obviously made 3 substitutions there. I thought McLaughlin was pretty good when he came on, and Guy Hall was pretty good as well. Stafford at Marston Road, how do you go about this game now?
Well, they're looking for the first win. They've got beat off Rylands, you know, tonight. Rylands, you know, Clegg is at the end of his tether Saturday, gets beat 4-0 at home, and he's thinking what's going on. Gets on the travels tonight and wins, and all of a sudden he's on the same points as us. So it happens. Stafford will be wanting their first win of the season. They'll look at our result tonight and say, hit him early, did he capitulate? We've got to look at that and maybe bring in a couple more experienced heads going to Stafford, because it's a difficult place to go, but certainly not change our DNA, our philosophy, our style. New group of players, they'll win more than they lose. I'll guarantee that. I'll absolutely guarantee it. I'll have an argument with anybody. We play that style of football, we will just get better and better and better over the course of a season. But you know what gives us a marker now? Just talk about 5-1 at Marine, you know, talk about it all season long, never forget it, never forget that feeling that the lads are going through now. But we can't do anything about it. We've got to put it to bed. We've got to get on training Thursday night. We've got to get on that coach Stafford and hopefully go and replicate some of the football we've played.
And one closing thought, it will get lost in the wash, but it was another goal from a set piece, just to say, by a quick corner.
Yeah, we don't miss things like that. But the pleasing thing for me tonight was the character second half,
yeah.
You know, and the willingness to stick together, because the lads have made mistakes in there now. Arms have gone round each other. Lads have come off at half-time, arms have gone round each other. We're not a bad side. We've had a bad night. So learn from it. We'll get on with it.
Let's go then. Let's go home. Cheers. Thank you, Neil Reynolds, for joining us. And we'll catch up again.
Brilliant.
On Saturday. Cheers, see you soon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.